Hi everyone. Our passage today is 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brother, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So for the first 10 verses of this chapter, John has been talking about sin and how Jesus came to take away sin and how, like we as children of God, we can't keep on sinning or make a practice of sin in our lives. Because to keep on sinning means that you're of the devil. That's what he said in yesterday's passage. And as John talks about this in this chapter and throughout the book, he's saying that, you know that you're a child of God, that you're in the light, that you're doing righteousness if you have love for your brother. And here then, in this passage, in verse 11, John states very clearly here that this is a message from the beginning. Now, what's the beginning here? Is that the beginning of time, the beginning of knowing Jesus, maybe a mix of both? It doesn't really matter. But I think it's an old commandment, if you will. It's an old message, but it's an important one. From the beginning, it has been clear. It has been evident. You've heard it, is what he's saying. We should love one another. And this is how you know you belong to Jesus, if you love one another. That's what he tells us throughout this book. This is what Jesus himself taught John and the other disciples on his last meal with them. That's in John 13. He tells us this. Like, this is how the world will know that you're my disciples. This is how, maybe in a sense, we know that we follow Jesus, if we have love for one another. In verse 12 here, John makes this quick illustration or this reference to Cain and Abel from the early part of Genesis. Now, as he says here, and as it says in Genesis, Cain murdered his brother Abel. This is the first murder in the history of mankind. Why did Cain murder his brother? John says that it's because his own deeds were evil and his brother's deeds were righteous. Right? That's what he's pointing to. But a few words in the sentence prior, he says, we should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. What John is, I think, kind of getting at here is that Cain murdered his brother because he was evil. Now note, Cain wasn't evil because he killed his brother. He killed his brother because he was evil. His actions were a reflection of his heart, the reflection of who he was. And this is meant to be like this warning to us, this statement that is important, right? Is that we know, right? We know that in verse 14 says, we know we have passed out of death into life because we love our brothers. Right? That's how we know. Right? We know we belong to God if we have love for our brothers. Now, much of the discussion here in 1 John, throughout most of the book, and especially in this chapter, the discussion is pretty binary here. Right? It's basically like you're of the devil or you're a child of God. And there's no like real in between here. Now, this though does not mean that there isn't room for us to grow, right? I don't think John would dispute this, right? But for all of us, we are called to love our brothers, but we can recognize that we presently struggle with that, right? And so it means if you struggle to love your brothers, if you have hate for other people, it doesn't mean you belong to the devil. It might just mean that there's room for us to grow, right? Pastor Barry has referenced this many times, but in John Ortberg's book, The Life You've Always Wanted, he talks about how, like, if someone came to you right now, we'll just say it's Jesus. I'm not going to quote John Ortberg perfectly here, but if Jesus came to you, he came to me right now and said, hey, you can run a marathon. If he told me this, could I go outside right now and run 26.2 miles? No, I could not. I would die by mile two, probably, if I tried to run a marathon right now. for me to be able to run a marathon, I'd have to train for it still, right? I'd have to start by trying to run 1 mile, by getting into shape, by training and eating the right way and doing all the other kind of exercises, right? Now, the reason I say this is that, you know, Jesus could, but 99.99999% of the time he doesn't do this. He could, in a sense, like zap me and say, hey, you can run a marathon. And then I go run a marathon. But that's not how the world, that's not how God usually operates. I still have to train and practice and push myself to run that marathon. But because Jesus, God himself, comes to me and says that I can do it, I have the confidence to keep on going, to keep on training, to keep on pushing myself to run that marathon, even though it's hard, because Jesus says, he has declared already that I can do it. I think in a similar kind of way, Jesus commands us here, love one another. Sacrificially love one another. Don't have hate for your brother. Don't hate anybody. Love one another. Love everyone. Now, can we do it? Now, we can, because Jesus says we can. But does it also mean, but it also means, I'll just say it, it also means then that we probably need some practice. We have to train ourselves. There's these parts where we've passed from death into life, as John tells us here. But there's this training that our body needs. We need to still push ourselves. There's growth that needs to happen. We're still going to struggle and stumble and fall here and there. What John is pushing his audience towards, what Jesus is pushing us to in this passage is, hey, just know that when you have hate for others, that's not from me. That's of the devil, right? And that's not who you are. So fight against it. Push against it. Strive to love your brothers, because I know you can. Let us, as we think about the people around us, our brothers, our sisters within the body of Christ, outside of the church, our neighbors, our family members, people who don't know Jesus, let us strive to love them. We're going to stumble, we're going to fall, we're going to have judgment, we're going to have all these kind of struggles, but we can love them because Jesus has declared this over us. We have passed from death into life, and so let us love. Let us strive to have that love for our brothers and sisters around us. Let's pray. Jesus, you have declared us to be your children, and we can love one another. We have passed from death to life, God. And so, Lord, help us. Help us to love our neighbors, to love our brothers and sisters. We confess we struggle, that we still have hatred in our hearts, in our bodies, but we surrender even those to you, and we pray for your transformation, and we pray for obedience from ourselves as well, to be trained and to practice righteousness and love. Help us, Jesus. Fill us with your spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.